Right now it's time for the Way Black History Fact, and today's Way Black History Fact is sponsored by Underground Beach Club. From the streets to the beach, for the best in beachwear, visit undergroundbeachclub.com, not Bleach Club. Anyway, I'm going to share a little bit of a story. This is a story about a gentleman named Willie James Howard. This is something that happened before Emmett Till. We talked about Emmett Till on the show. We shared our visit to the National Museum of African American History and Culture and how emotional and eye-opening it was to see Emmett Till's coffin, his original coffin. Now, that little tiny body.
Yeah, that, yeah, it was that part.
It was a lot. And if you don't know about Emmett Till, please take a moment. Do this for us. We're your brothers. We're asking as a favor. Please research that to know. We do this Way Black History Fact to give you context, okay? Why we are here, why we feel the way we feel, etc. So this came before Emmett Till. Willie James Howard was born July 13, 1928 in Live Oak, Florida. At 15 years old, he was in the 10th grade and worked in the Van Priest 5 and Dime store downtown. According to the story, Willie sent Christmas cards to employees of the store for the Christmas holiday. One of the employees, a popular white girl named Cynthia, was offended by the gesture. According to the account, which has just as many variations as Emmett's story, at the bottom of the card for Cynthia, Willie indicated an L for love. Later, Willie wrote Cynthia a letter, this time apologizing. He signed this one with a little poem. I love your name. I love your voice. For an SH, which is sweetheart, it's abbreviation. You are my choice. Okay. On January 2nd, 1944, Cynthia's father, Phil Goff, who saw the letter, most likely by Cynthia showing it to him, as some accounts suggest, and two of his friends arrived at Willie's home, and the three men dragged the boy from his mother's arms. They also kidnapped his father. They drove to the Suwannee River and bound Willie James by his feet and hands and made him stand at the edge of the river, where, according to his father's testimony, he was told he could either jump in the river or be shot. The boy jumped in and drowned. By the way, this is leaving this part out. They brought his father there and made him watch. So his father watched his son's last moments. Okay. All right. The Suwannee County Sheriff ordered Ansel Brown, the local black undertaker, to retrieve the boy's body from the river and bury it immediately to cover up the incident. Phil and his friends forced Willie's father to sign a document alleging that Willie jumped into the river on his own accord. According to their written statement, which was included in the Lanier report, the three men admitted taking the boy from his home and tying him up on the way to the river, but they said he fell in accidentally. This conflicts with the first story that the boy jumped into the river. Either the boy jumped into the river on his own, or he slipped accidentally. It was obvious the men were not telling the truth, but there was never an arrest. After signing the document, Willie's father, also named James, picked up his family and moved to Orlando. No death certificate was ordered for his only son, and the grave was unmarked for 60 years. It is marked now. Thurgood Marshall demanded a full investigation after hearing about Willie's case. It was picked up by Harry T. Moore of the NAACP, who had gone to school with Lula Howard, Willie's mother. Moore received documented proof from Willie's parents explaining what really happened. They stated that Willie's father had been threatened and forced to sign the document. However, a grand jury did not indict Goff and his friends, and the prosecution was never achieved. Moore continued fighting for the case, and in 1947 wanted to reopen it, but Thurgood Marshall was unwilling to dedicate any more NAACP funding. Now, I say this because I don't want people to think that Emmett Till's story was just an isolated incident, happened in a vacuum. There were stories like this that happened all the time, but this one came across our desk and we're like, wow, this is something that we didn't know. I certainly didn't know, and I felt like we should share it with you. So thank you for listening to our Way Black History Fact.